inviting us to come be with you tonight and throughout the week. So glad for the privilege to be with Brother and Sister Baker. Looking so much forward. He is absolutely one of my favorite preachers. And it's such a privilege to be with them. And most of all, the presence of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord. I feel a goodness spirit. From the very beginning song up until now, I feel the sweet presence of the Lord. And I believe if we'll bind together, hand in hand, heart to heart, spirit to spirit, and reach for God. How many remembers when you was a child and you used to reach for something? And when you really get desperate, I love to see a child reach that's desperate. They start leaning, falling. Finally, they reach that place of no return. They just fall into the hands that they want. That's what I want to do this week. I just want us all to reach for God. Reach as high and as far. And don't be afraid to cross over that point of no return. And just fall into His arms. Fall into His embrace. He's got what you need. No matter what you're facing. No matter what you're up against. Jesus has what you need tonight. And it's not us. It's not about us. But it's all about Him. And we can reach for Him. God will move and bless. Glad to have my little brother on the piano. He's had many opportunities to do things different. So far, he has chose to stay with us. And I really appreciate him. Testify above and play one of them old quartet songs for us.
I appreciate the Lord.
Told us to be good and stay out of trouble. And they went to the store. And so we tried to stay out of trouble. And when they got home, they found us trying to be good. A small drink of water is all I would ask, but He gave me something He knew would last. For up from my soul came a river of life, a spring of salvation that shall never run dry. This story of mercy I will forever tell. I asked Him for water, and He gave me the well. How many feels that way tonight? Thank God. I came to Jesus. I was thirsty and dry. Nothing could fill this longing of mine. For so long I've been searching for a life-giving soul. Chapter 3 and verse 19. I was praying a few weeks ago asking God, please help me to know what to do and what to say. And I pray that tonight I'm in tune with the Lord. Acts chapter 3 and verse 19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. You that have found that, read that with me as a group. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. I'd like to talk to you just a few minutes about a spiritual refreshing. A spiritual refreshing. Bow your head and lift your hand toward the heavens and ask the God of all the earth to help us tonight. I pray tonight that you would move in a special way. I'm nothing without you, Lord. And I know from speaking for myself, and I know speaking for others, we need a spiritual refreshing. We need a rain to rain upon us. I pray that you would move in a special way. Let your Spirit breathe upon us tonight. Oh, God. There's ministries that's depending on it. There's individuals that is depending on it. There's young folks, Lord, that's depending on a special refreshing this week. They have come. They have drove miles. They've made the sacrifice to come. And I pray that you would honor us and grace us with the answer to our prayers and refresh us tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I grabbed my little Webster's dictionary and I looked up refresh, and it means to refill. It means to replace, to replenish. It means to restore, to restock, to renew, to revive, And I like this one, to update. I don't know about you, but there's been times in my life I've needed every one of those definitions. How many tonight needs a refilling? Let me see your hands. How many has some things you'd like the Lord to replace in your life? Some things you've lost in the journey, lost in the battle. How many would like to have something replaced tonight? What about something replenished? How many likes to have a replenishment? What about a restoration? David said, He restoreth my soul. What about your stock? How is your stock in your spiritual life? How many need some restockment? I do in my life. What about a renewing? How many likes new things? Jesus knows how to renew old things. What about a reviving? A resuscitation? When someone passes out or someone's heart stops beating, they bring those defibrillators and bring about a reviving. I think tonight there's some of us that wish needs a simple reviving. Lord, breathe on me. Breathe on me. Breath of heaven, breathe on me. And we all need an update. How many's got a computer that needs an update tonight? Hard drive update. Memory update. I mean, if you've got a computer that's a month old, it needs an update. And I think if your spiritual experience is any age at all, you need a spiritual update, a reviving, a renewing. I remember years ago, we was traveling in our fifth-wheel trailer in our 1976 Ford 390 Super Cab F-250 Ford pickup. 4th of July, hot as blue blazes. We was driving along, and we started seeing little signs on the side of the road. The next rest area, some kind of a Lions Club or something, was serving free refreshments. And Dad read that, and us boys perked up in the back seat of that old Super Cab. Refreshments. And it was free. Dad perked up. And you know what? We pulled the old rig off into the rest area, and that place was crowded. We had to stand in line in the 4th of July sun. It was on the 4th of July many years ago. And they was passing out cold little styrofoam cups of ice Pepsi, ice Coke, whatever your favorite was. It was up north and they even had some Dr. Pepper. That's hard to find up in the north. And they was passing it out and also had some little pieces of candy. And even had a little ice cream deal. They was passing out ice cream. You talking about leaving that place refreshed. We left that place with a smile on our face. We left that place like, wow, this is a wonderful state. These are wonderful people. We felt like traveling another mile. The heat didn't seem quite as hot after the refreshment. Listen, that's what we need in this camp meeting this week, is a little rest stop on the side of our journey toward home and some refreshment, some reviving, some renewing, some restockment, some update, some restoration. I tell you what, that's what we need. And guess what? That's what He's got. I said that's what He's got. Peter is preaching here in Acts chapter 3 and they're standing and holding on to them. Is the man that they have just raised from lameness at the beautiful gate of the temple. He's sitting there begging for alms, but comes full of the Holy Ghost, Peter and John. Fastens their eyes upon him and says, Sir, silver and gold have we none, but such as we have. I got some refreshment for you. I got some reviving for you. I've got some renewing for you. I've got something that will change your life. I've got something that will make the day not so hot, make the day not so long, make the day more joyful, make the journey more happy. I've got something for you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the hand and lifted him up and he went leaping and praising God into the temple. You say, well, I don't want to act that way. Well, it wasn't your legs.
I tell you what, it makes a whole lot of difference. When God does something for you, you can't keep it quiet. You think if I got brand new legs, you think I'd keep it quiet? I'd be leaping and praising God. If the Lord restored my heart, I'd worship Him with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. He's hanging on to them. Can you imagine? He's holding to them. He's got a hold of John's hand and he's got a hold of Peter's hand and he's standing up. And everybody's looking in amazement, giving him an Oklahoma gaze. Wow. That's the man that used to be begging alms. That man has never walked. Sir, did you take walking lessons? No. I just jumped up and started walking at the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Did you ever take jumping lessons? How did you learn to jump? Never took a one. But I've been raised up and I'm jumping for Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Sir, did you ever take leaping lessons? No! I said I've been changed by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth at the preaching and the touch of these men. Peter looks and sees an opportunity and he begins to preach. And he tells them, folks, all you got to do is repent, be converted, let your sins be blotted out, because there's refreshing for you too. So many times we look at those in the Bible that miracles has been done for them, and we think they were special and we think that they were above us and beyond us. But listen, friend, for every miracle, for every person in the Bible that's received anything from God, the same Bible says He is no respecter of persons. And what He's done for them 2,000 years ago, He will do for you right here at Elko on Monday night. Listen, friend, no matter what you need, no matter what you're going through, there is refreshing for you. John 17:14 says, I've given them thy word, and thy word, the world hath hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Verse 15 says, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. And verse 15 in chapter 8, 15 and verse 18 says, if the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Ephesians 6:12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but there is a friction between you and the world. There's a friction between you and what's going on outside. And when you've got friction, you've got heat. That's what causes the buildup of heat in your tires, is the friction between the tire and the road. And the hotter the weather, the more the friction and the more the heat. That is the same way in your spiritual battle. The greater the friction, the greater the battle, the greater the heat that's around you and the fervency of the fight and the battle that you're in, the greater the heat and the greater the need for refreshing. We found out just a few months ago how a world powerful army like the United States of America, with all of its weapons and tanks and guns and airplanes, but they bogged down because they got ahead of their supply line. They got ahead of the water, they got ahead of the food, and they come to a dead standstill, the most powerful army that has ever walked upon the face of the earth. I don't care how strong a Christian, how great a champion you may have been or are tonight or will be tomorrow, but you are no stronger than your supply line. You're no stronger than your refreshing. You're no stronger than what's going on behind you. There's got to be a refreshing and a reviving. And what the good news is tonight, there has been place in our experience with God, a time of refreshing that we can gather together in one accord from all across the country and sing the songs of Zion and hear preachers preach like Brother Ronnie Baker and sit there and be refreshed in the month of June and July, in the heat of the battle, in the heat of the struggle, in the heat of the fight. There is spiritual refreshing tonight. You say, how do you know there has to be refreshing? David was a very strong man, a very powerful man, a very rich man, but he said, oh God, renew a right spirit in me. Do what? There comes times when our spirit needs to be made right again. You can be right in the wrong spirit. I said, you can be right in the wrong spirit. That's what refreshing is for, is to get you back on track. Isaiah 40 and 31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. How would you like your strength to be renewed? The promise is if you'll wait on Him. Now what does that mean? Do nothing? No. That means reach for Him. That means pray. That means worship Him. Lord, we're doing nothing but waiting on You to show up. We're reaching for You. We're praising You. We're honoring You. We're glorifying You. We're lifting You up. We're waiting on You. Because I know that if we'll wait on You, we can walk and not be weary. We can run and not faint. We can mount up with wings as these eagles. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I believe that's what we're doing here at Elko this year. We've gathered together, drove miles, went through the heat and the rain and the storms, and we've come together to wait on Jesus. And the Bible says, they that wait upon Him. That's what they were doing in the upper room in Acts chapter 2. 120 was tarrying there. They were waiting there. They were saying, oh God, send us the promise of Your great sweet Spirit. And when the day of Pentecost fully came, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And filled the house where they were assembled together. And there appeared to them cloven tongues like as a fire, and set upon each one of them, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And all of a sudden, that room was no longer big enough to hold the Spirit feel, the Holy Ghost feel, the endued and clothed by the power of God. That room could no longer hold them. How many would like to have a camp meeting this week that Elko grounds can't contain it? That you take it home to your church, and you take it home to your Sunday school class, and you take it home to your Sunday school superintendent job, and you take it home to your deaconship, and you take it home to your trusteeship, you take it home to your church membership, you take it home to your choir singing and your testimonies. That's what we need tonight, is a spiritual refreshing. Jeremiah said in 5 and 21, Lamentations, renew, O Lord, renew our days as of old. We hear a lot about the old and we love the old days. But Lamentations, Jeremiah was thinking about the old days in his day. Every preacher that ever preaches, preaches about the old days. Even Jeremiah done the same thing. You say, well, what was he looking back on? He was looking back on the Dead Sea crossing. Red Sea crossing, rather. He was looking back on the miracles of Moses. He was looking back on the miracles of the kings. He was looking back on the miracles of Elijah and Elisha. And he said, oh God, renew our days as of the old days. Now we look back on Jeremiah's days. We look back on Jesus' days. We look back on the apostles' days. We look back on the great evangelists of the past days. And now I stand and say, oh God, renew our days as of old. That's what we need tonight, is to be renewed. Ephesians 4 and 23 says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. How many knows your mind has to be renewed? That mind of yours can get tired. Have you ever got so tired you couldn't talk straight? You ever got so tired you talk backwards? Try preaching sometime at that point in your life. It's amazing. It's fun. You have thoughts and ideas, and it comes out different than anything you could have ever imagined. Folks laugh at you when you're that way, but you need to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Your mind gets tired and weary and worn and sad. Listen, friend, there's folks at desperation in our churches across the country. They just simply need a spiritual refreshing. There's folks that's getting ready to quit their churches. All they simply need is a spiritual refreshing. There's Sunday school teachers that's contemplating quitting their class. Listen, all you need tonight is a spiritual refreshing. There's some of you who've closed your songbook and said, what's the use? All you need tonight is a spiritual refreshing. There may be a pastor here tonight that's ready to throw in the towel and resign your church. Listen, friend, all you need tonight is a spiritual refreshing. There's maybe evangelists is having a tough time. Listen, friend, all you need is a spiritual refreshing. And if we'll prepare our hearts and can repent and be totally engulfed in God's Spirit, He will refresh and revive and renew us. Listen, friend, you don't need to quit. You just need to be refreshed. There was a precious pastor, Marty, as you come to the piano that we was preaching for. I did not know that he had drawn the line in the sand and said, this revival will be the turning point of my pastoralship. It would have scared me to death if I'd have known that. But he kept it quiet. And the Spirit of God began to move. Not because we were there, but I believe it was because of a desperate pastor. He said, oh God, if you don't send revival this week, I'm resigning this church, and I'm not only resigning this church, but I'm also quitting the ministry. It had reached the crisis point. When the revival was over, he walked up with tears flowing down his cheeks, wrapped his arms around me, squeezed me tight, and then I found out how serious it was. He said, but Brother Jimmy, he said, I believe I'm going to press on a little while longer. That pastor is still pastoring tonight and is doing good. He didn't need to quit. All he needed was a spiritual refreshing. Oh God. You say, Brother Jimmy, have you ever been discouraged? Sure I have. Have you ever had tough times? Sure I have. I'm not here to give you a sad story. I'm here to tell you, sure I've had bad times. But I've been there when Jesus come by and put to my parched dry lips a drink of living water. And I was refreshed. And I was revived. And I was renewed. You know what they do with the person that is malnourished and is dehydrated? They take them to the hospital and they hook them up to an IV system. And they begin to drip. Drop by drop, life returns. The moisture in the body returns. You know you can dehydrate to the place where your skin dries out. You and I are predominantly water. There's got to be water in this body. In our world, it's 75% water. 25% earth. Did you know it's almost that same percentage in your earthly body? Right around the 70 to 75% water, 25 to 30% dirt. Did you know you got to have water to survive? You can do without food a lot longer than you can do water. As the earth survives with that percentage ratio, as your body survives with that percentage ratio, also your spiritual body survives with that same ratio. God has provided where it can be 75% water of life. Isaiah chapter 12 said, therefore let us come with joy and draw waters out of the wells of salvation. Did you know that wells there is plural? You say how many wells they have? However many folks needs it, there's a well for you. I said there's a well for you. Did you know well water is 57 degrees year round? No matter whether it's ice cold outside or blazing hot on the 4th of July, it's 57 degrees. Back at home in Grandpa's house, 2.5 miles from Foyle, Oklahoma, we had running water. You ran outside and got it. Right there by the back door of the house was a well. It had 2 posts and a post across the top. Had a pulley there. Had a rope tied up there on the nail. Had one of them long well buckets about 3 foot long. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Had a little trigger right there in the top. When our little well, water bucket ran out inside the house up there on the shelf, Grandpa would go out there and I'd love to be with him. I can still hear those ropes sliding through that calloused hand of his. And he'd put that well bucket in that casing that stuck up out of the ground about that far, and it rattled. Can you hear the rattle? It rattled.
You can hear it rattle all the way down. That rattle get quieter, 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 deeper rattle. Then all of a sudden, splash. Gurgle, 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 gurgle. Then all of it got suddenly got quiet. That minute was full. Then you start pulling it out. Now it's a different sound. It's kind of a thud, thud, thud as it's coming up through there. I used to stand there 2 years old, 3 years old, and they'd wrap that rope around my head and body and always thank God now that he didn't turn loose or let it slip, because I'd been a permanent fixture up there in that pulley if it had hung me up there, you see. But on a hot day like today, he'd pull that well bucket out of there and he'd set it over there in that little water bucket. He'd pull that trigger and it'd splash. Feel that. He'd take that aluminum dipper that we all drunk out of. Didn't have a cup apiece. We all drunk out of the dipper. Dad drunk out of one side. I drunk out of the other. Grandpa drunk out of the other. I don't know what Mom and Grandma did. And that was so cold and so refreshing. Tonight, there's spiritual refreshing for you. There's spiritual refreshing for you. As a little Sunday school teacher in closing, resigned her class, said, "Pastor, I'm tired. The kids aren't paying no attention. I'm tired of it." Resigned the class. Couldn't get nobody else to teach the kids. Sunday after Sunday passed. One day she opened up her mailbox and there was a letter there from one of her former Sunday school students. She opened it up. He said, called her by name. He said, "Teacher, the Holy Ghost impressed me to write to you to let you know I just graduated out of Bible school and I have took my first church and I'm pastoring in so-and-so place and I'm having great success by the grace of God. I just wanted to write to you and let you know that it was in your Sunday school class on a certain Sunday morning," he gave the date, "that when you prayed, I asked Jesus into my heart. And he said, what I am and what I've done, I owe it to you." She called the pastor and said, "Pastor, can I have the class back?" "Sure, we can't get nobody else to take it anyway. It's yours." You know what it was? She got refreshed. And she got revived. You need a pat on your back? Jesus has got one for you right up here. Do you need a spiritual hug? Jesus has got one for you right up here. You need a spiritual embrace to squeeze you tight and let you know that you are worth something? He's got one for you right up here as we all stand. When the times of refreshing shall come, it's not a maybe. It's not a think so. It's a positive S-H-A-L-L. They shall come. I said they shall come. That's what sustains me when I'm going through the battle, Brother Brian, is I know they shall come. I know that refreshing is mine. I know there's a drink of water for me. I know there's renewing, refreshing, restockment, restoration for me. How many tonight needs it? Let me see your hands tonight. Let me see your hands. Lift your hands and begin to praise Him all over the house. Dear God, I need you. We need refreshing in our churches. We need refreshing in our holiness churches. We need a renewing and a reviving, Lord. This first night of camp meeting, let us be renewed, refreshed, restocked, updated. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' awesome name we pray. Hallelujah. I want everyone to start making your way to this altar. I want every young person that will. I want every mom and dad and grandpa and grandma that can. I want you to come to this altar tonight. Stand and kneel, whatever you're comfortable doing. Backslider, if you're here tonight, you're thirsty for a cold drink of spiritual water, come to this altar tonight. If you miss what you used to enjoy, if you long for a drink from that home, that place of salvation, that place of assurance, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Refresh us, revive us, renew us. God, you know every individual here tonight. Fill my
You know every individual. You know what they're going through, God. You know their battle fronts. You know the battle they're fighting. The struggle they're up against. You know every situation of their life. I'm believing, Lord, tonight. Reach out to him, brothers and sisters. Tears is a language God understands. Don't be ashamed of your tears. God, I've got to have a refreshing. It's hot where I am. The battle is raging where I'm at. We're all at different stages. We're all in different places. Some of you, life is great. There's others of you that's having a tough time. No matter where you're at tonight, Jesus has refreshing, reviving, and renewing. They that wait upon the Lord. He knows where you're at, preacher. He knows where you're at, pastor. He knows where you're at, Sunday school teacher. He knows where you're at, sister, brother. He knows where you're at, girls. He knows where you're at, boys. We come tonight, Lord. We join hand in hand and heart to heart. We want to drink from the wells of salvation. Reviving in the midst of our days, in the midst of our troubles. We can't delay it. We can't wait. Dear Jesus, we love you, God. Brothers and sisters, you just need a drink. You don't need to throw in the towel. You just need a refreshing. Get ready, get ready. God bless my brothers. To be refreshed. No matter how successful we are, not by power nor by might, but it's by His Spirit. Spirit of God, breath of heaven, breathe on me. Yield to it, brothers. There's refreshing. There's refreshing water for you tonight. Thank you. refreshment. We just have to take the time to get it. We have to take the time out of our busy life to pull off the road. Say, God, refresh me, revive me. Renew me, oh God. Left us in the desert alone. He's not lost us. He knows where we're at. He knows where we're at. He's no stranger to your trial, no stranger to your circumstance. Water, Lord, I pray. Water, Lord, I pray. Water, Lord. Water, water. God, I cry out to you, Lord.